With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. As news of the fire on the east side of Glacier National Park spreads, some visitors there are packing their bags and heading west, taking their tourism dollars with them. Before the fire, the park was on pace to pass last year's record-setting attendance number of 2.3 million. In June, the number of visitors was up 24% over June of last year. Tammy Ray co-owns Red Eagle Motel, 3 minutes away from the closed St. Mary Visitor Center on the park's east side. Ray says media coverage of the fire, more than the fire danger itself, is what's provoking people to leave.
They're hearing on different sites and everything that St. Mary's been evacuated, that they can't get into Glacier Park at all, and that smoke is bad.
Several precautionary evacuations in and around the St. Mary Visitor Center have been put into place. Where the fire has spilled outside the park, the Glacier County Sheriff's Office and the Blackfeet Law Enforcement have evacuated the west side of Lower St. Mary Lake. But the fire is still miles away from the town side of St. Mary, where Ray runs her business. She says guests are leaving even after she explains to them the safety of their location.
Well, they'll call and they'll ask, what's the status of the fire? And right now we're in no danger. And now that they're fighting it, but they just don't understand. They just want to, they just cancel.
Fire officials are most concerned about the fire growing on its east side. That's in the direction of St. Mary. Driving the Going to the Sun Road from the east side isn't possible because of closure for fire crew access. About half of the road is still open on the west side.
People think that the Going to the Sun Road and Logan's Pass is the only thing, but in reality, that's just a small part of the park.
That's Randy Hoff. He works at the Glacier National Park Conservancy Visitor Center on the west side of the park. He says there's still lots of places for visitors to go.
Most of the hiking trails are still accessible. In fact, that section of the road, there aren't a lot of trails. I mean, there's a number of them, but most of the most popular trails, Avalanche Creek is still open. The Loop Trail is still open. And so even from this side, most of the trails are still open. That other side that's closed of the road, there aren't a lot of very popular hiking trails on there.
Glacier National Park spans over 1 million acres. 4,000 of those are currently burning in the Reynolds Creek Fire. With word of thousands of acres blazing on the east side of Glacier, some visitors aren't comfortable being so close to the fire. Jan Plavka is from the Czech Republic and working at the West Glacier Motel for the summer.
We get a call from St. Mary that they made some cancellations and they want to move here to the West Glacier because of that fire.
Plavka's also heard of a few guests doing just the opposite, leaving West Glacier and heading east to get a better look at the fire. But he says that isn't as common. While some businesses on the east side are struggling to keep visitors from leaving, Darwin Stoneman and his Glacier Raft Company on the west side are enjoying a boost in visitors.
Yesterday we saw our raft business, really jump in the afternoon, and a lot of that was just kind of walk-in type business. Yeah, and it just seems like there's more traffic here in the last couple days than there was before that.
Because his company earns a big chunk of its yearly income in the summer, Stoneman says they're willing to take on the extra traffic.
We got a short season, so we try not to turn anybody away.
Today, the park launched a Twitter campaign to let people know that most of Glacier is still open. The feed gives suggestions for hikes and other activities away from where the fire is burning. Yesterday, Senator John Tester sent a letter to U.S. Secretary of Interior Sally Jewell asking for more resources to combat the fire in Glacier. In the letter, Tester said the wildfire is threatening one of the country's most beautiful landscapes, as well as the tourism industry in his home state. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.